I'm going to talk a little bit about institutions. Look, if you want to solve the problem we have, then get the People's Party started, educate police officers about the Constitution, and train the militia. This isn't hard. Obey the constitutional requirement to have a militia trained. Every single high school that is not training the militia is in violation of the Constitution. The militia is, every citizen is a trained soldier. That's the militia. That's the militia. And if you're not doing that, then, whatever fear you have or someone else has, if someone else isn't doing it, is self-created. Do not fear what the Democrats are doing. Fear what we are not doing. I used to talk this way in high school. And people said that I was crazy. I'm like, hello. I feel like Will Smith's character in iRobot when all the robots are rolling out onto the street. It's like, somehow I told you so doesn't quite cut it. So I know what to do. I've been waiting. I've been sitting around. And the other thing is, I'm not sure that people want to listen about what all we need to do. The big thing we need to do is pray. And it's another thing too. I don't know that people are ready to hear this. Prayer is more powerful than guns. And the reason that prayer doesn't work is because people don't pray. And the reason why people pray and it doesn't work is because, you ready for this? Because they say, oh my God. They say that. They use God's name or Jesus' name as a swear word. By using God's name as a swear word, people are training God to ignore them. So, of course, their prayers aren't going to work. Someone who's serious about prayer is not going to use God's name as a swear word. The reason prayer doesn't work is because we don't. Prayer doesn't work if you don't take it seriously. And the problems we're having are evil. They are spiritual. There are demons running around causing these things to happen. And if we would respect prayer enough to do it and not swear instead of prayer when we talk to God, you want to use other foul language, contaminate your own life, fine. But using God's name as a swear word cancels out your ability to pray. If that's you, repent. Tell God you're sorry and you don't want to do that anymore. And start praying seriously. God wants to do good. The question isn't about what God wants to do. The question is about what we want God to do. Do you want God to do good things enough to stop using his name as a swear word? Because if you write a letter to God, he'll see his name on the envelope and see who it's from. Oh, that's not an address to me. He's just swearing, and he'll throw the letter away. Because that's what you've trained him. This isn't hard. You know, we make up our minds, and what do we want to do? I get so frustrated because I see all this stuff coming, and nobody wants to pay attention until there's a crisis. So more than the militia, we need to be praying. It's not, and I'm not joking. In theory, America could be safe if it had zero guns and all prayer. In theory. Now, we should not do that because we have a constitution with a purpose. And so the constitution and the militia, which means everyone is a soldier, every citizen is a soldier, like a civilian soldier, maybe not active duty, but everyone's trained and carrying and armed. That is part of God's plan for America. So we need to go along with that because that's part of the plan. But it's not the guns that keep us safe. It's the prayer that keeps the country and the guns and the safety and all of it. What before I got off, and what was I going to talk about today? Oh yeah, that's right. Some stuff is going on over here in Taiwan. Look, I'm not scared. I know what needs to be done, and I've been used to people not doing it, and I've been used to people leading here, so I'm not scared. and it's time to talk about other important things. I did a video with a young man named Talis. It probably, if you're completely unaware of Latino languages, it looks like Tails. His name would look like Tails. It's Talis. And it was on my YouTube channel, and he's speaking in Portuguese, and we're out by a bridge outside in Taiwan, and he's wearing a white shirt, and we're both talking. We're talking about people hating the Taiwanese just because they're angry at the Chinese, and how that doesn't make sense. And Asian hate for Asians in general is just, you don't want to hate the Japanese because of what the Chinese do, you know, like, you know, turn our brains on. Like, that was kind of what that was about. Because he's half Brazilian. And so he's concerned about going home to Brazil and people beating up his dad, who has nothing to do with the problem. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't know that it's a legitimate fear, but I don't know what would really happen. But he didn't like the prospect of it. It really hurts. It really hurts when you're the good guy and people hate you because they hate the bad guy and haven't paid attention to see whose side you're on, that you're on their side. They beat up their friends and you're their friend getting beaten up because they hate the guy that you're fighting against. That really hurts. It really hurts. And that's the panic that we're getting toward because we don't keep our bearings. Do not fear evil. Pray and do what needs to be done. And when people are doing stuff that's going to self-destruct, then see it as self-destructing. Get out and vote. There's a reason that the Democrats are trying to change the election laws just before the November election. And it's not because the polls are accurate. Now, I'm going to tag this in here because it connects. Talis was complaining to me this week about his school. It's run by a church. It's a private school run by the Presbyterian denomination in Taiwan. And while they have the whole island on lockdown, it's been well over 30 days. We're probably pushing 35 days, maybe more, that there has not been a single person-to-person transfer of this virus without symptoms in Taiwan, at least not reported. But they've still got the whole place on lockdown, and there's this big, big room. And the students are supposed to go into that room and do after school things like drama or dance or music or maybe a martial arts club. They're supposed to use this large gymnasium type of an auditorium room after school. In a tropical island, in a tropical zone, tropical environment. We're tropical down here in the southern part of Taiwan. Taiwan, you know, Taiwan sits on the Tropic of Cancer. Like the north is technically subtropical. Did you know that Okinawa is technically subtropical? They grow clovers and dandelions. Oh yeah. Well, there's this great big room in tropical Taiwan, and because it's locked down because of this virus that no one's getting that doesn't have symptoms, they've got the room locked, the windows shut. And it's an oven all day long. The room is a hot box. They don't let the windows open to allow air circulation. They turn it into a hot box, a metal hot box, a metal and glass hot box. They leave it like that. And then at night, they open up the windows and doors just enough, just before the students go in there. And they have two little tiny fans that don't work well. And that's supposed to make it work. And Talis is going, you idiots, leave the windows open so it's not a hot box for the students at night. But that didn't fit with the Confucian culture. That didn't fit with the boss having all the ideas. That didn't fit. And these Christians, so-called Christians, Confucian Christians, there's an oxymoron for you. These Christians with their Chinese culture. I don't know if Jesus is going to buy it. With that level of shame and inability to listen to people. I don't know. I don't know if Jesus is going to come as Christians on Judgment Day. I don't know that we're doing them any favors by telling them and it's okay. These so-called Christians running the place don't care. And I'm telling you, there's two problems with it. There's the institutional churchianity, and then there's the Confucianism and the dogma. As for me, I walked out on churchianity long ago. And I told Tyler, he's like, why do they do this? I'm like, that's what churchianity does. But they're Christians. I'm like, it doesn't matter. It's churchianity, and they love their buildings, and they don't like to listen to people. And to compound the problem, they've got Confucianism. So that's what we're dealing with over here. Now, what's that have to do with Michigan and America? This problem, I'm seeing all these churches do video church because they're on lockdown. Look, the reason those churches got locked down is because those Christians didn't do their jobs as Americans to read their Constitution like Lincoln said. We say we love Lincoln. Did you follow Lincoln's advice when he said read the Constitution? We should have been training the militia in high schools since 1900. In fact, since 1800. But we haven't been. When in 1812, when the British marched on Washington, the militia wasn't prepared because we weren't training it. I tell you, they got locked down because they weren't following their constitution. They weren't training the militia. And that's why we're here. But as for me, I don't need television church. Because I've known that churchianity was a mess all along. I didn't walk out on Jesus. I studied the Bible more. And maybe it's time that we all get the message. Yeah, we need the militia, and we absolutely need prayer. And we all need to be studying the Bible on our own so that when these problems come, we're not stuck up a tree. Love you. See you next week.